of Bethlehem. Think about it.
Good evening. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bluegrass and Highlands right here on WSIP in the big town of Paintsville, Kentucky. And my sidekick, Dave, won't be here today. He's having Christmas with his family, but I've got two good friends in here, and I'm sure when I tell you who they are, everybody will know who I'm talking about. One of them's Tom Cochran.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everybody.
Glad to have Tom. We got Ronnie Spriggs.
Glad to be here.
And we're tickled to death.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas. Amen. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Ronnie?
Amen.
We're glad to have Ronnie and Tom here. We're going to let both of them. We got Ronnie. He's going to kind of let everybody just kind of give them a quick story of Christmas as we get into it. Mm-hmm. But we've got some music we're going to get started with, some Christmas songs, and then we'll kind of get into the rest of the program. But we are going to be giving two hams away today.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Ronnie is going to come up, has us two questions that he'll ask you in just a little bit. Christmas-related questions.
That's true.
And we'll give them away based on that, right?
Based on the answers.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of do it a little bit different, and we're just going to let everybody participate out there.
That sounds with good.
It. So listen to the questions when Ronnie gives them out, and if you know the answer, you call, be the first to call in, and you'll get the ham that we're giving two away. But we're going to start out right now with some Christmas music. We just want to remind everybody out there that we've had some people calling in about the hams, but wait until we read a question. Then when we read the question, then we open the lines up for you to call in about the answers. So here's some more Christmas music. Well, there was a couple of good Christmas songs to get us started.
It was.
Some dandy, wasn't it?
Get you in the spirit.
Yeah, to get you in the spirit, won't you, Ronnie?
That's right. That'll get it done.
Absolutely. Tom, have you got some stuff you'd like to share with our listeners? Because school, all the breaks is coming up, Christmas breaks and all that. So why don't you let them know what's going on out there?
That sounds good. Before I begin with that, though, I want to talk a little bit about our guest worker.
Absolutely.
Over here, Mr. Seth Ratliff. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry about that. I just had a second gift card coming in to give away that ham a little bit later. Seth's one of our old John Central graduates, and he's going to Moorhead right now. No, he's going to
EKU.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
well, you see him jump up.
Calm down now, Seth.
Marcus is at Moorhead. I'm sorry. Marcus is at Moorhead.
All right.
So we're glad he's here working over Christmas break and preparing for his future.
He is.
But we have a lot of, I'm going to break this into two things if I can. One's going to be week events coming up, athletic and extracurricular and after school. And then I'll come back a little later and talk about Christmas.
That'll work out great.
First, I'd like to brag on the boys' basketball team as they won a big tournament last night. They beat Huntington on Thursday and then come back last night and beat Lawrence County and has a tournament over in Tulsa. So they're playing really well. Congratulations to the boys' basketball
team.
On Monday night, we have our regular scheduled board meeting. Because it's Christmas time, it's the third Monday. It's normally the fourth Monday, but it's tomorrow night, 5:00 in the basement of the board office. Also tomorrow, our boys basketball tournament at the elementary continues. That's when we played at Johnson Central High School. We have two games tomorrow night. That's the semifinals. Porter will be playing WR at 6:00. Flat Gap will be playing Highland at 7:15. Also tomorrow night, our girls' basketball team, the high school, will be traveling to Pikeville to play. JV at 6:00 and varsity at 7:30. Then on Tuesday, our high school boys' team gets back in action. They play Lawrence County again, two games in a row, and they'll go to Lawrence County Tuesday night. And middle school boys' basketball will be playing home versus Belfry Tuesday night. And the middle school wrestling team will be in a tournament at Johnson Central on Tuesday night. Then on Thursday is a big day for elementary. Boys basketball team, the championship's Thursday night. That's at Johnson Central High School. The third place game will be at 5:30. Then the championship game at 7:00 that night. So we'd like to invite everybody to come out.
That's
and
true.
It's normally on WSIP, but we had snow last week. I'm not sure if we're able to schedule it. They didn't have those things finalized.
Okay.
So there's a possibility it'll be on the radio, but we're not sure yet. And then also Thursday, our high school boys basketball team will be in a tournament at Prestonsburg. Our girls basketball team will be at a tournament at Madison Central. And our middle school boys basketball team will be at East Carter. And then on Friday, a wrestling team from the high school will be going to a tournament in Gatlinburg. And on Saturday, our middle school wrestling team will be at a tournament at Mann, West Virginia. So, even though it's the last week of school, we have a whole lot
not
of school activities. Yes.
And
as
like
I said, I'll come back in a little bit and I'll talk about
the Christmas activities. Okay. And we want to encourage everybody that if you can, come out to these programs.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of shopping going on right now.
Absolutely.
And
it's better than
Christmas
sitting at the
events,
house.
But yeah, come out and support our kids.
Any sporting events going on.
Yes,
down here.
That's exactly right.
That is true. Well, we're going to give away your first ham right now. We're going to let Ron. He's come up with some pretty interesting questions.
All right. We've got the first trivia question here. And whoever the first caller is that has the right answer for this question, you're going to win the ham. Is
absolutely.
That right?
Absolutely.
We're going to ham it up. So here's the question. What was the sign the angels told the shepherds to look for when they came to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus? Was the sign the angels told the shepherds to look for when they came to Bethlehem to find baby Jesus? So if you know what the sign was,
here's your sign, and we're going to go ahead and be playing some music, and then we'll announce the winner. Well, we just want to make an announcement. We've got a winner, but yeah. Ron, they was kind of confused.
Yeah,
with the question,
we had a whole lot of calls and a whole lot of folks that maybe
gave the same answer.
Got the same answer. A lot of folks thought it was the Star of Bethlehem, but what the question was what was the sign the angels told the shepherds to look for when they came to Bethlehem to find baby Jesus? And not the wise men, but what the angels told the shepherds.
Yes.
And the answer to that was a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes
That's
and
true.
Lying in a manger. And so Beverly Hackworth has won the first hand. She got the right answer. We appreciate everybody that called in. So just keep listening. We'll be back in with another question later on.
We sure will. Yep. We're going to give another one away. But now we've got somebody coming in. That's Santa Claus, Tom.
I see somebody at the door. Hang on just a second. Let me see.
Come on in.
Hey, we've got Santa Claus in here. Hey, what do you say, Mr. Santa Claus? Thanks for stopping in.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm a little bit tired. Flew in from the North Pole and long flight. Rudolph's nose needs waxing or something.
A little foggy last night.
Foggy it was.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
This eastern Kentucky weather is rough on old Santa Claus. It's too warm down here.
Too warm.
Need to move in a little snow instead of rain.
Move out there. That'd make it easier on you, wouldn't it, Mr. Santa Claus?
I was just wondering of all those boys and girls out there. I have a lot of good boys and girls in eastern Kentucky. And I was wondering today if they're ready for me to fly into this part of the country on the 25th. I'm looking forward to bringing lots of toys to good little boys and girls.
Well, I would say they're ready for it. What do you think, Tom?
I think they're ready. I think they're ready.
I say, if you're not being good, boys and girls, it's not too late.
Absolutely
listen
not.
To mom and dad and do what they say, and Santa Claus will be coming by. So, but remember, I know where you live.
That's right.
I know what you're doing. And so, I know when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. And so, boys and girls, be ready for Santa Claus. And we'll be looking forward to see all of you good boys and girls on Christmas Eve.
All righty. Santa Claus, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in. And I want to remind everybody out there, remember, be good. Be good.
Absolutely. Well, now, we hope all the kids listening out there takes that advice.
I hope so.
And they've got a week. If they've been bad up until today.
He said it's not too late.
It is not
still
too late.
Time. So, boys and girls, listen to your moms and dads. Hey, when you're in school, make sure you do what your good teacher tells you to do.
Absolutely. So we're going to play some more music, and we're going to give another ham away here in about 15 minutes.
All right. Santa Claus stopped by.
We sure are. Trip. That right there has made my day.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you. rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home.
One woman will embark on a journey as she takes a bite of her scratch-made McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Mark, what did I tell you about using your movie trailer voice in public?
The world will never be the same. Now that you can mix and match with McDonald's 2 for $4 breakfast lineup, I got the McDonald's buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit. It's so buttery, so flaky, so biscuity.
Mark.
Now in restaurants near you, breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, scratch-made biscuits are available in most restaurants.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That was a word from one of our sponsors, Jones and Preston's Funeral Home up here, and they've got a real neat facility, Ron. And I'd say you've done a lot of
I've worked with them many times, yes, sir. Fine people.
Fine people, and they're all local people.
That's right.
And they know how to take care of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're fortunate to have good people like that in our area.
Absolutely. Well, that's a time of need.
That's a time of one of our greatest needs.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate all the folks that sponsor these programs every Sunday. It's good to be able to listen to good quality programming where you don't have to plug up your ears when you hear.
Well, that's true, and we appreciate that. Appreciate you throwing that out there, Ron.
Yeah. Now, he'd probably say to turn the TV off if they had us on video.
We
have a face for radio.
Sometimes we can just bless God for the radio.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll tell Dave that one next time.
We'll get him off that Facebook Live.
Absolutely. We sure will. But we want to remind everyone, when you've got that time and need, to go see Jones and Preston's Funeral Home right here in town. They've got plenty of parking. They've got a nice facility, and they've done some work up there, haven't they?
They have. Yes, they have.
So they have updated everything. So just remember Jones and Preston's when you've got that time and need, and check them out. We also want to remind everybody, McDonald's.
Yeah, well, they heard that advertisement, too, and I can speak from the school system. McDonald's been good to the community and to all the community schools.
And the surrounding schools.
All the community
County,
schools.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They can also meet a need, too, that you have about three times a day when you get hungry.
Are you talking about that? I thought you were going to talk about that Big Mac attack you had over there, right?
Well, speaking of Mac attack.
They can even satisfy preachers. They got fried chicken, too.
Fried chicken, absolutely.
Chicken nuggets and all that good stuff.
And got good coffee.
That's the main thing.
You can't beat their coffee.
That's right.
Run by every morning to get a cup. But when you see Bob and Tom out there, thank them for what they do for the community. And when you've got that and need something real quick to grab a bite, right now with ball going on, it's hard to go home and cook, run by McDonald's.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And just thank them for what they've done for the community. And we want to thank you for listening to them two sponsors. And we also want to mention Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher down here in town. I know Tom and Ron, the Butcher and all of them. They've got a law firm down here right in the middle of Paintsville, and it's a young lawyers, young group of lawyers that is willing and eager to get out there and fight for you.
They are.
And just remember them, and their number is 789-1111. Easy to remember.
I can even remember that.
But I think we all
can. Ron, that's what I've told them. I've accused them of getting sponsors that they can remember all the phone numbers for.
That's
we can remember all
true.
These. Yeah.
That's true. Well, Tom, have you got anything else you're wanting to
sure.
throw out there? Yeah. Then we'll play some more music and get ready to give another ham away.
Sure. As you know, this is coming up the last week of school, and it is a full week of school this week. We'll go Monday through Friday. The good news about that is we'll still get 2 weeks off, so we won't go back until January the 7th. So break will begin on Saturday the 22nd of December.
Okay.
Friday will be a full day. So we want to encourage you to have all your kids there every day this week and all day long. And break will run through Sunday, January the 6th. And as I said earlier, we will start school back on Monday, January the 7th. Now this week, as I said, all of our elementary schools will be having some special events for the kids and for the community. Central Elementary, for the kids, will be having Polar Express Day on Wednesday, the 19th. That'll be all day long for their students. And also their Christmas concert, their cantata, will be Thursday, December the 20th at 9 o'clock. So all the kids will be singing and performing that morning. Want to invite all the community and parents to come in. Flat Gap, their Christmas concert will be Thursday, December the 20th. The primary will be performing at 8:30. The upper grades at 10 o'clock. So we'll invite that community in as well to Flat Gap on Thursday. And also, Flat Gap will be having a student and community Christmas dinner. So we'll invite the students and the parents and anybody in the community that wants to come in and eat. That'll be Friday, December 21st, last day of school. Highland Elementary will be having two or three different performances. They'll be having their Christmas play Tuesday night at 6:30. So for all those people who have to work and unable to get off work during the day, you can come out Tuesday evening to Highland Elementary and enjoy a really good play. Again, that starts at 6:30. Then their concert, it'll be the kindergarten through grade 2, and the Highland Choir will be performing Thursday, December the 20th at 8:30. That is in Highland Gym. Porter Elementary, they actually had their concert Friday, past Friday. Is the first one I've been to at the elementaries this year. It's a very good concert, so I want to commend all the Porter students and staff for a job well done. Debgar Castle will be having their concert Friday the 21st, K through 2s. Kindergarten, 1st, and 2nd will be having their concert at 8:30, and grades 3 through 6 will be at 12:30, and that's for the entire community and all the parents. And Johnson County Middle School will be having their student dinner Thursday, December the 20th. And Johnson Central High School will be having their student dinner Friday, December the 21st. So there are a lot of things coming up this week that'll help get everyone, if you're not already in Christmas spirit, help you get through the Christmas spirit.
By the time Christmas gets here, you will be.
Absolutely. If you're not yet, come out to one of these events. And absolutely. If you don't, not in the spirit when you come in, I guarantee you will be when you
when
walk out.
When you get
out.
Around them kids, they're sure. so excited this time of year.
Yeah,
you can't
right.
keep from getting
that,
a blessing
exactly
from that.
Right. That's exactly right. So it'll be a great week in Johnson County schools. Again, I want to encourage everyone to come every single day, all day long this week.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about what's going on this week, I'd like to announce that our church, Highland Church over there, their Christmas plays next Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So if everybody, you know, looking for a place to go Christmas Eve, it'd be a good place to go. To ours. And now, Ron, when's your Christmas play?
Actually, our Christmas plays for our Sunday school and all of our youth is tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be doing that tonight at 6 o'clock. Also, then again on Wednesday night, the 19th, we'll be doing our Christmas cantata. We performed it last night over in Inez and today for the church, but we'll be doing it again in its entirety on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
At your church?
At Hager Hill Free Will Baptist.
Okay.
So tonight at Hager Hill, I'd like to invite everybody at 6 o'clock to come up and see our Sunday school and our youth presentation tonight.
And
so that's 6 tonight and
6 o'clock tonight and 7 o'clock Wednesday. On Wednesday night.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
And we'd just like to remind everybody, just keep these activities going on, and that'll give you something to do.
That's right. I tell people all the time, we'll treat you so many different ways, you're bound to like one of them.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And you know,
there
this
you
is the time of year, it is real easy to get depressed.
It is. It
if you
is.
Just sit and let it get on your mind, but you get around these kids, and they will bring it out of
that's
you every
exactly
time because
right.
they're so excited.
That's right.
So remember all these dates are going on, and we're going to play another
wait
song.
Wait a minute. Before you
right,
do that, Jim, I believe you just left a place that you need to make an announcement.
I sure do. I've got my little grandson. He had a birthday party today. He'll be 2 years old the day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
The day after, but we thought it's hard to have Christmas and a birthday at the same time.
Yeah.
That just don't seem right, does it?
Well, I tell you what, he better get double the gifts from
he
you.
He will. You're supposed to get him something.
Oh, yeah. It's on order.
On order, all right. But I just want
to
remind
him. Happy birthday to Jake.
Absolutely. My little grandson, Jacob Keith Patrick. Got a birthday coming up, and just the Lord's blessed us with him. Them grandkids will make you think and do things you never thought you could do, Ron.
I always tell people, if I'd known grandkids was going to be this much fun, I'd had them first.
Saved a lot of headache, wouldn't it? We want to thank everybody for listening. We're getting ready to play another Christmas song, and when we come back, we've got another question for another ham we're going to give away.
All right.
And that same old cop stopped me, and he said, "Lady, this is the last time I'm a warning you."
He took all my payments and the good stuff you packed me for lunch.
So I pumped up the tires on Elmer's bicycle and went over to borrow a blue bub off of Mama for that old set of lights.
I heard the siren and I thought I was over the worst.
And she was popping popcorn to string on the Christmas tree. And she got so mad when I fell in the cake cover that I thought she was gonna cuss me.
Till they said we're coming out, but we're bringing this hostage out first.
And that new stuck-up neighbor called and threatened to kill Frankie. We're gonna have to do something with him.
They had a car waiting and shoved me right in the back seat.
And we got a new Sears and Roebuck catalog today. And I thought I'd just turn in early tonight and wish on you.
Slam the door on my neck and run over both of my feet.
And I sure hope they've got some men's underwear for sale in. Cause every pair you've got's got holes in the nuts.
I thought of the times I'd have left you if I'd had an excuse.
And my legs is bruised up and I can't hardly bend my knees where I had that bicycle wreck. And I hit my foolish bone and it's been a tingling all day.
And I begged them to keep me, but they went ahead and turned me a loose.
And the biscuits is cold and Junior ate all of my potatoes while I was taking a shower. And if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times to call me when you're going to be late for supper. What was it you were saying about somebody getting kidnapped?
I wish you'd have shot me. I just lost all the spirit. I was getting into Jingle Bells in the back seat of that car. I'll never sing it again. I know just how Scrooge felt. I might try to shoot myself, but I'd probably miss.
Up on the house top, click, 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 down through the chimney, cause it's like me, cool. Sang, you make you feel better, just try a little Frosty the Snowman. Frosty
might get a
the
double-barrel shotgun.
Was a very merry song.
It's hard, isn't it?
One more time now, Frosty the Snowman.
buddy, that was a good song. But now, how many do you ever feel like that's the way your day goes?
If I closed my eyes over here a minute ago and I opened them up right fast, I was afraid I'd be back to the house. I'm just playing. I'm
no,
just
you
kidding.
Wasn't
I'm
either.
Just kidding.
You
I'm
told
just kidding.
Me and Ronnie both said, buddy, that sounds just like my life.
Yeah.
Now, Jim, it's Sunday. Not supposed to be
well, I
tub.
Take that back. But that is a good song. You can't
keep
boy,
Santa
laughing.
Claus was just here. You got to
yeah,
be good.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I hope he's out of earshot.
I do. I hope his radio's been out on it. But that is a good song for this time of year.
It
just
really
kind of gets you.
It suits it.
Suits it and kind of put that smile on your face
he
when
does.
You hear it.
That's what we need.
It does.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a couple of sponsors there, Tom. You know, Phillips Heat and Hardware out there.
We do. We do. I'm still waiting on one of those meals you talk about all the time. But
well, you don't stop in right now.
Well, I know. I'm too busy when I stop in there.
Paula, right if you hear this, just next time you have a soup, mains, kraut, and wieners, and cornbread,
well,
she probably don't want us to announce that because there'd be so many people
out
there.
They'd be lined out the door, wouldn't they?
They sure will.
And I will be honest with you, though. You can have that. I was hoping for a brunch, a gravy and biscuit type of
meal. You
can
get that also.
Now, I know there's a... Back there in their office, they've got that
that's right.
cook stove and the whole nine yards.
I'm glad you gave all the secrets out.
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
We want to remind everybody that, you know, it's time of year right now that, you know, we've had some cold weather. If you've had any water lines freeze up or need something to keep them from freezing up, holler at Philip now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, I just got a heater put in on my barn, and they'll set you up on everything you need out there, too, with
they sure
all
will.
Your lines and all that, running gas lines.
It's a one-stop mm-hmm. place.
Yep.
You don't have to run all over town. You get what you need there, and they've got heat tapes. They've got, the wraps that you put around your water lines. And right now, they've got them big wood burners out there. If you're, you know, interested in something like that, I know a lot of people that we've talked to that has put them in has saved a whole lot of money on electric.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
So that would be worth putting one in on that. And another thing, you know, if you right now, I know you're not thinking about it, but, you know, to be ready for spring to roll back around, they do that small engine repair.
Yeah.
And you have them either come and pick your lawnmower up or drop it off, and they service it. And same with the weed eaters, chainsaw, anything that you use.
They do, and they also have equipment they'll rent out.
Absolutely.
To you too.
That's
so
true, Tom.
I, matter of fact, a couple months ago, I rented a jackhammer off. I had to bust some concrete up, and I tell you what, it made my job a whole lot easier.
Better than a sledgehammer, wasn't
it? Yes, it is. Yes, it sure is.
So just remember, Phillips Heating out there, when you need any kind of thing to do with hardware or just anything out on the farm or just on your house, around your house.
And that's one of those numbers that a man can remember pretty
absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely.
297-3456.
That is true. And then right across from him, we've got Conley Tar.
Yeah, that's right.
And right now, if you've got them tars that's not good for the snow and the kind of weather we're having, go out and see Wallace. I was out there this week, me and Dave talking to Wallace. And just like me and Dave tells all the time, it's amazing what that guy knows about Johnson County.
Oh, yeah.
About the families. I mean, if you want to know something about your family that's grew up around here, go talk to Wallace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I've said it many times.
He can fill you in.
He can fill you in, and by the time he gets through, you'll have relatives you had no idea you was related to.
He is a true educator.
He is a true educator. Yep. So when you need tars or front-end alignments or oil change or anything at all about your vehicle, give them a call, Wallace and Chris, and they'll take care of you. And that number is 297-2424.
There you go.
How's that?
See?
Got it.
You got it. Easy to remember.
It's easy to remember. Now, we got one more ham we're going to give away real quick.
All right.
Ronnie's got the question over here, so listen closely. And call on
789-0318.
So listen to the question. We're going to play some music, and if you know the answer to it, call on 789-0318, and if you've got the answer, you've won yourself a ham.
Okay, here's the question. Who was governor of Syria when the decree went forth from Caesar that all the world should be taxed? Who was governor of Syria when the decree went forth from Caesar that all the world should be taxed?
And there's the question. So here we're going to play some music. If you've got the answer, give us a call, 789-0318.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one. the treetops glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may the days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
We've got a winner on that. Where's the name right here, Ron? Read them the question again. And
all right, the question was, who was the governor of Syria when the decree went forth from Caesar that all the world should be taxed? And the answer to that question is Cyrenius.
Cyrenius.
And Bonnie Adkins got that question right.
Bonnie
won a ham.
True.
Her and Benny will be able to enjoy a big ham here.
They sure will for Christmas. And the thing of it is, we was getting the same answers.
Yeah.
Before she come up the right one.
Yeah,
so
we got several answers of Herod and Pilate, but it was Cyrenius.
Cyrenius, you have done great on the question.
Well, thanks.
And we found out a lot of people knows a lot about the Bible.
That's right.
They just kind of misunderstood the way the question was.
Right. That's right.
After on all that.
Yeah. Sometimes we get the story jumbled up, right?
Absolutely. And you know, that's what they're trying to make everybody think at Christmas time,
right?
Because you see all these commercials on TV,
right,
about, you know, the money involved. Mm-hmm. It's about one thing, and that's Jesus Christ.
That's what it's all about Jesus Christ.
It sure is. And we're going to let Ronnie give us the story.
Yeah,
Christmas
I would just like to share this. It's something that I love to read. I think it ought to be read in every home.
Amen.
All around the world, especially at this time of the year. It comes from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, thank God, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even now unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Amen.
I love that old story.
Amen.
Thank
I
God.
Love it.
That's what it's about, right?
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing it with our listeners.
It's my pleasure.
I've enjoyed that. I sure have.
Thank you.
Well, have we got some more music lined up over there, Seth? We're going to play some more Christmas music, and then we're going to let Ronnie, as we go out here in a minute, Ronnie Spriggs is going to trade us with a Christmas song that you have written.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to hear that. So listen to this music until we let Ron sing to us. There were some more good songs, and we're getting ready to let Ronnie sing forth. And Tom, I know there's something else you was wanting to throw out there. And I want to wish every listener that's listening today Merry Christmas.
And
thanks for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we have, because we have really enjoyed it. But now, Tom, I know you've got people you want to...
Why, sure. I just want to say from everyone in the Johnson County school system, we want to wish every listener, every student, every parent, every staff member, and every member of our community, a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and my hope is that everyone has a relaxing and blessed holiday season and ready to come back to school, ready to learn and ready to work. So again, Merry Christmas to everyone.
And for my family and Dave's family, we want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, and thanks for tuning in this whole year with us, and I just pray that next year we have just as good a time as we did this year.
Amen.
Yes.
We sure do. Now, we're getting ready to go off, and we're going to let Ron sing, but A couple of things we want to remind everybody that, like Dave always said, smile, the sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus number one in your heart.
Amen. And we hope you enjoy this song that Ronnie wrote,
yes.
A Christmas song.
Well, Christmas is alive.
Christmas is alive. Well, here you go, Ron. Sing.
Joseph held her tightly. The night was still and cold. Angels were singing joy to the world. Mary wrapped the baby in common swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger. Only the shepherds know Christmas time is coming. Jesus is here. Christmas is bringing joy instead of fear. Oh, Christmas time is coming. Jesus has arrived. Grace that brings salvation, Christmas is alive. Alive, Christmas is. Christmas is alive. Now to all the lost and dying, new life and hope is here. To the sad and the lonely, He'll wipe away your tears. You see, the greatest gift of Christmas is salvation full and free. Bought with the blood of Jesus on the world's first Christmas tree. Christmas time is coming. Christmas is bringing joy instead of fear. Well, Christmas time is coming, and Jesus has arrived. With a grace that brings salvation, Christmas is alive. Christmas is alive. Well, to all the lost and dying, life and hope is here. To the sad and the lonely, He'll wipe away your tears. You see, the greatest gift of Christmas is salvation full and free. Bought with the blood of Jesus on the world's first Christmas tree. Christmas time is coming. Jesus is here. Christmas is bringing joy instead of fear. Oh, Christmas time is coming. Jesus has arrived. The grace that brings salvation, Christmas is alive. Alive, Christmas is. Christmas is alive.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands. With your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth. And always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.